Good morning, football. Join us now at the breakfast table, one of the best backs in the league with the fifth most rushing touchdowns over the last two seasons. This man recently decided to take his talents up north and help out a backfield desperately in need of the Tay train. Let's say good morning, football, to my man, Mr. Latavius Murray.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Thank
you, thank you.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just spending some time in New York.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We're going
to
ask you about being from New York and spending time in New York, but let's talk a little football first. Last year, you went in Oakland during their breakout year and somewhat your breakout year at 12 TDs, the most in your career. What made you decide to leave and take your talents to the NFC North with the Minnesota Vikings?
Well, I mean, it first starts with the business side of it. You know, obviously, you don't know where it might, you know, end up or take you. So once we, you know, got that squared away and I knew I'd be able to test the market, got the chance to see some teams and ended up in the North.
We love the North, and we love the style of football in the North. I'm going to be honest with you, Latavius. We did a segment a couple weeks ago where we came up with slogans and emojis for teams for the next season. And for the Vikings, it was this emoji, like that, like the I don't know, because we don't know what to expect from the Vikings, especially since last year they struggled so much to run the ball. Enter you. Why is it going to be different this year on the ground for Minnesota?
Well, I think, obviously, me being a part of the new running game, you got Dalvin, and being there with Jet, too. I mean, we got some talent in that room. And so I think you can look forward to us running the ball. That's what we want to do. That's a focus, you know, on the offensive side right now, and I'm really seeing that. And in the offseason, in the OTAs, they've been running the ball really well. So you can look for us to run the ball. We know we need to do that. We know our offense needs to do that.
Yeah, I look at this team, and it's a whole new look, right? Because Adrian Peterson last year was the backup. Chad Greenway's not going to be there. He's a linebacker who's a leader. But I look at that backfield. It's you and this kid, Cook. He's where he's drafted 41st overall. Both of you guys, have you had a chance to speak to Dalvin Cook, meet him? I know mini camps happened. What so far has been the impression on the rookie second round pick?
All of the above. I reached out to him as soon as he was drafted, and he's been running the ball really well. He's picking the things up, very quick twitch, big play guy, and he looks really good. So, you know, I just reached out to him and told him, look, man, I was in your shoes at a point in time. But you're talking about first round talent that we were able to get him. I mean, who wouldn't snatch him up? So, you know, this is a team game, you know what I mean? And so we got to work together so we can go out there and win. That's most important.
Now, fantasy-wise, working together, it's not what I want to hear.
Right, right.
I look at you, Latavius, and I see 12 touchdowns last year, right? The first thing I said when I saw you was, what's your relationship with the fantasy community, fantasy owners on Twitter and in person? And you said, it's love-hate. Of course it is. Now you're in Minnesota. Now they draft Dalvin Cook. I want to name my fantasy team Age of Latavius. So tell me and fantasy owners why they should take a chance on you and draft you ahead of guys that are projected in front of you like Derrick Henry and Theo Riddick. Nobody knows what Derrick Henry can do. Why should they draft you?
Well, for me, you know, one thing about me, I pride myself getting in the end zone, you know, regardless. When we get around there in that red zone or, you know, inside the five, I got to use this body to get in there. And so I'm going to continue to do that. I need to get better and make plays in the rest of the field. But, hey, I'm good at what I'm good at. And so when we get inside that five, I need to put the ball in the end zone.
Your frame, how tall are you? How much you weigh?
It's about
6'3".
230.
230. Because people, I don't think they realize how big you are.
Yeah.
Because we
see Steven Jackson walking down.
When we saw you run, you're so fast, so explosive. Oh, this is a receiver playing running back.
6'3".
He's tall, he's lanky, he's skinny. But you got weight and height behind you.
Yeah.
You're one of the bigger backs in the league, but more versatile because you got the speed behind you.